This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The polls are open for today's midterm election. Maria Olvera is a mom from Westminster. She voted this morning to set a good example.
I just want my voice to be heard. It's very important for my child that's in school. I just want to let her know that, you know, our voice should be heard all the time.
Olvera supports a statewide measure to provide free meals for all public school students. She says no kid should be left behind. And speaking of students, some of them at one Colorado high school are casting mock ballots to simulate what Coloradans are voting on today. CPR's Paolo Chalceda has more.
Superior resident Rebecca DeMeo teaches AP government. The real-life election is a good opportunity for her students to see real-world applications of what she's been teaching all semester. And what better way to do that than a mock election?
They voted with what they've learned all semester long, right? They're a young group, so they're voting and choosing very idealistic. They are voting and leaning towards the candidates and the issues that are most important to them at their age group.
In Colorado's June primary, fewer young people voted compared to older. So far this year, about 80,000 Coloradans ages 18 to 24 have cast their ballot. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
Breckenridge Ski Resort is opening 2 days ahead of schedule Wednesday with 54 acres of skiable terrain, and that's thanks to 14 inches of fresh powder that fell over the weekend. You're listening to CPR News. Right now in Fort Collins, it's 57 degrees. Stick around, lots to come.